Did you take time, though, to give some thought, at least for a few minutes, to those that we have the Memorial Day weekend for and the special day of Memorial Day? I hope you did. I know that some thoughts are on the mind of our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, this morning in light of that. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And certainly this was a beautiful weekend and a wonderful day to think of those that have really gone over so we can have the kind of life and freedoms that we have. It's a great, great celebration. Great, great thing to remember.
It is. And I was noticing on social media, there was a pretty good amount of that on social media. But then I saw, you know, some others. And I was it was a little disappointing going into Memorial Day, I guess, to see the story on Chris Kyle, the American sniper. And I won't go into too many of the details, but it was over number of medals earned, whether, you know, the news reporting organization saying, I think he might have got it wrong. In fact, he fibbed it. And then his DOD 214 form actually shows he may have been on the short side, that he may have actually earned more than he was claiming. It could be just bureaucracy, but the timing of that was a little bit regrettable. Luckily, most people, I think, are looking at what our servicemen and women who gave the ultimate, you know, what's the line, Doc? All gave some, but some gave all. And it's important to remember that last part.
I think that's really true. And I do feel we live in an age. It's a skeptical age. It's a critical age. It's a negative age in many ways. And sometimes we look at people that have done so much more than we have done, particularly giving our lives, and we look for flaws in them, and everyone has flaws. If we judge everyone by their flaws, we'd never have a friend, okay? We'd never have anything like that.
Very true. So I wouldn't, that's for sure.
I think what we have to do is really try to celebrate people that have done a lot. And I think one thing about giving your life, you've given everything. I mean, the whole future in terms of family, children, memories, all the things that, you know, that can really mean everything. And there you are, you have died for a cause. And I believe in the United States, I believe that we do have a very special country. We have a place that millions of people want to come to. Many have come here over the years. We fought some horrible wars. I think of a world run by Hitler and Tojo, you can imagine. I think of a world even now run by our friends in Russia and China. And I just think of that. We have given a lot. We have, and all of us that have been here for a while have relatives that fought in wars, and some family members have died. I certainly have had that happen. I'm sure you have.
Yep.
So it's one of those days of we can dislike people, we can dislike politics, but when you think of a human being with enough dedication and commitment to go forward and give their life for their country and for the freedom of those. Because I was really thinking, too, you know, I was at the beach in Grand Haven this weekend, and I was thinking, boy, how different it would have been in Normandy, you know, when the troops were landing, many being slaughtered and killed on the beaches there. Certainly, we have the time. We can go to our beautiful Michigan beaches. We can enjoy ourselves for those that were willing to take up that particular activity. And those were just young boys hitting those beaches. So when we think of things like that, those are kind of sombering things. They're times for us to be proud. They're times of us for us to celebrate. And whatever disagreements we may have, just let them go and celebrate those that were willing to give and sacrifice, you know, their all for what they believed was the right thing to do. And I believe, boy, when you look at the world and the dangers we're in, we certainly have been the last great hope.
Doc, do you think you can judge a society, too, based on how well it remembers those who have laid down their lives, especially in our case, for freedom in the United States? I mean, I think of being a kid in Seattle growing up and a neighbor up the street who lived in a really almost an old farmhouse. It was really rare at that time in the city to have one of those left, and he had served in World War I, and even then he was at the upper end of the age range, and he would come down to go to the bus stop, the trolley bus, and I'd see him come down for Memorial Day, and he would just to try to squeeze in to go to pay his respects to his lost comrades. He was already an old codger then, but you know, the neighborhood would kind of turn out and give him a little send-off go down. He had his regular routine. And it struck me then that this was a good thing. It was a good thing to respect and do.
I really think it is. You know, I think respecting, honoring, and really let's never lose track of what this country has done, okay? Let's never forget those that have been willing to fight and the things that have done. I mean, let's also remember 600,000 casualties, not just killed, but casualties in the Civil War on the Union side, already ending a horrible institution to slavery. But that was something done, too. Things that have done and so many died, making the world better. And I think we really, there are times we have to sit back, take off the ideological lenses that we're looking at the world and finding fault with so many things, and remember all the good we've done, and always try to get the ship righted in a way that we're going in that direction. But there are days, and I really think Memorial Day, Dave, is one of the days that I don't care what your politics, what your religion, what your whatever it is, that's a day to celebrate. Just think of people giving up their lives, dying, so that we can have the kind of life that we have and be a beacon for the millions of people that want to come here. Like, we have well over 1 million people that come here legally every year, let alone those that will come here that just feel this is the place that they want to be. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and we really need to celebrate that, and we have to never forget those that have gone before and those that have crossed over. And to me, that's kind of a solemn thing. And it's something that I think so many just don't seem to fully understand.
And, Doc, let us not forget those who immigrate to this country, who come over and join very quickly our armed forces.
Absolutely.
Have done in my family and my mom's side lost someone from Ireland in the Second Battle of Bull Run. He had only been here about a brother of her. So, you know, there's my lineage. But a brother who came in immediately went into the Union Army and was killed after he had arrived at Boston just a few months before. I mean, don't discount that. There have been many, many cases of that in our nation's history, and we owe them a debt of gratitude as well.
Well, listen, some of my wife, you know, friends and folks that came over from Cuba, you know, during the 60s,
sure.
Went right in. Norbert, Felix Fernandez, these are guys here from Lansing that mm-hmm. went into the military. So, yes, there's a great love and respect. Oddly, often the absolute glory of the country is often appreciated more by those that come from somewhere else
right.
than those that have all the benefits here. But there are times we need to sit back, we need to recollect everything, and we need to just think, you know, there are flaws, there are things we can all make the world better, we can work on things, but, you know, we can really thank God, thank fate, call it what you will, that we've been able to be in the country, the United States of America. It's a great place to be, and this is the day when we talk about Memorial Day and all the aura and everything about these are those that gave their all, and that's quite a thing to remember.
DrJohnB.com is the website where the podcasts reside. They're all there, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and we're psychologically speaking today, the psyche of a nation, too, coming off a long Memorial Day weekend. Dr. John B., John Braccio, always appreciate talking to you, my friend.
Always a friend, buddy.
All bye right. Bye. Take care. More ahead. Morning wake up. Don't go away. That's good stuff to ponder, and more than just one day a year. This is 1320 WILS.